From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. From the President to the Secretary of State to ambassadors and spokesmen, the message today on North Korea has been clear. The country's missile tests were a provocative act, and the U.S. will work with the other nations engaged in talks with North Korea to deal with the matter. President Bush spoke at the White House.
The five of us, Russia, South Korea, Japan, China, and the United States, spoke with one voice about the rocket launches, and we will work together to continue to remind the leader of North Korea that there is a better way forward for his people.
In this segment, we'll hear about reaction in South Korea, and we'll hear from a former Assistant Secretary of Defense who thinks the U.S. should have blown up North Korea's biggest missile before it was launched. First, the man who's heading up the current delegation to the region.
Christopher Hill is Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs. Ambassador Hill leads the U.S. delegation in the six-party talks with North Korea, and he leaves tonight for negotiations in the region. Ambassador Hill, the U.S. said before the North Korean missile test that it would be a provocative act, and now that Washington has said that what happened was a provocative act, then what response does it provoke?
Well, first of all, we've been in very close contact with all our partners and allies, especially those in the region. Secretary Rice was up very late making calls to her counterparts, and I was also doing some calling, and I was doing some packing because I'll be heading off to China first, which is not the usual first destination, and then going on to South Korea, Japan, and Russia.
Does the fact that you're going to China first say something about the significance that you feel the Chinese role will be in this crisis?
Well, I think that's fair to say. We have a six-party process. It's a pretty good process because essentially what we're saying is this is not a bilateral U.S.-North Korea problem. This is a problem involving the region. And indeed, when you look at the kinds of missiles that were fired off, you saw that some of them were in going in the direction of Russia. Others seemed to be in the direction of Japan. It's hard to say, but what is clear is it's very much of a regional issue, and we're going to be lashed up pretty closely with our regional partners.
You say it's a pretty good process because it is regional, it's not unilateral. On the other hand, in terms of the results so far, it doesn't seem to have yielded the results you wanted. That is, the North Koreans proceeded with the test, which they were warned mightily would be received very negatively.
Well, I agree with you. We're definitely not there in terms of results. But rather than blame the process, I think you might want to assign some blame to the North Koreans. We have laid out an overall settlement, which would, this is the September agreement in Beijing, which is agreed in principle, and we need the North Koreans to get serious about implementing it. The China is in the chair of this process. They are the ones who are responsible for bringing people together. Indeed, the Chinese just asked for a six-party meeting the other day, and we told them we'll be there along with everyone else. So now I think China has to figure out how they're going to deal with this one country that seems to have trouble making up its mind.
What would be an appropriate position for the Chinese today?
Well, I'm not going to tell the Chinese how to do their work, but China is a neighbor to North Korea. They work closely with North Korea. They have economic relations with North Korea. They have pretty close political relations. After all, they just had the North Korean president touring eight of their cities a few months ago. And I think China needs to make sure that everyone gets to the talk and everyone gets there with the idea of getting this thing implemented. And right now, we have a big problem because the North Koreans have clearly taken a different road.
There's one inference one might draw from dealings with North Korea over the past few years is that the calculus of incentives and disincentives and economic sanctions and threats of sanctions just doesn't seem to work in Pyongyang. They just don't seem to read the situation the way people who theorize about it think they ought to.
Well, I appreciate why you're saying that, because certainly we are talking about probably the world's most isolated regime, and it's not at all clear that we're talking about a regime that particularly wants to change its position. There are many indications that the North Koreans would like to continue to live in this splendid world of isolation and have no idea what's going on around them. But I must say, when you look at what is coming out of North Korea in recent years, you see more and more signs that people in North Korea know that they are living a life that is not as good a life as their neighbors, including, by the way, their brothers in South Korea. So I think even in North Korea, there will be some expectations of a better life in the future.
Ambassador Hill, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
That's Christopher Hill, who is Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs. He is headed for the Far East for talks about North Korea.